Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September 27th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 2¾ cents, closing at 331¾. November beans up 7¼ cents, closing at 952½. And December wheat up 8 cents, closing at 404. Well, as we talked about this morning, a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday out here. The beans put in a spike up day on the charts. We made a new low for the move, closed it higher, but it wasn't a key reversal. We didn't get really anywhere near yesterday's highs. The meal was up $2. Oil was steady. So I think the beans certainly outperformed the crush out here today. Crude oil was down $1.26 a barrel, but it had minimal impact on the bean oil. The dollar was a little bit higher. That had no impact. Gold was down $13, had no impact. Silver was down 40 cents, no impact. So the beans, you know, did the Chinese step up here and buy something on the break? Certainly felt that way to me. Was it all turnaround Tuesday or was it part the Chinese? I think it was maybe just a little bit of both. The yield reports I'm getting included one today for about 60 acres of beans where the average yield was 100.02, I think it was, or 04. It's the first time I ever remember seeing a legitimate yield of 100 bushel beans out there. Considering we know that there's some 90s and 80s out there, to see 100 really didn't surprise me all that much. I think it's indicative, though, that the vast majority of the country is looking at really good bean yields. And when you combine that with big corn yields, ultimately, and we're just getting into the harvest, it tells me that we're faced with mounting and mounting harvest pressure out there. Now, can we rally on a Tuesday like we did here today? Yeah. Does the wheat have an independent case? Exports are picking up. I think we're going to see lower acres. Crops getting in the ground okay here, but in Russia, it's a little bit dry. So, you know, the wheat, the funds are short wheat. Could we see an independent rally in the wheat? I think that's possible. But in the meantime, the funds are still long beans, long meal, long oil. And I still think that's a problem as we head into the brunt of harvest. So I still believe, as I have believed, that for the next 2 to 2½ weeks, the pros are much more likely to sell rallies than anything else in this market. I have no idea where we're intending on putting all this grain, how we're going to store it, what the logistics are going to wind up doing, but I believe that the crops are huge. And, you know, as we face this harvest pressure, prices are going to get lower, at least through the crop report on the 12th. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.